Okay, miscellaneous staff report. Kurt, why don't we start with you?
Sure. I have two things. We finished up the market stabilization account report, the smoothing. And it will tell you that the earnings for the period that I recognized were $370 million, which is, includes a gain of $120 million, which reduces our contra tracking account by $82 million. So our contra tracking account mid-year is $1,729 million. Now, what I'd like to do is propose that, as you know, when as long as the contra tracking account is there, there's really no action to be taken. There's no discretionary uses of funds. So these mid-year numbers, we're proposing that we do not put them on an agenda since there's no action to be taken. I simply report out. I can give you the memo if you like. And then we'll give the end-of-year numbers, and those numbers actually get used in the CAFR, in the actuarial evaluation. The mid-year numbers are just a mid-year calculation. So are there any questions about that? We still have over $500 million in deferred gains.
The contra tracking number is simply a number that derives from the math associated with it, right? It's the offsetting entry in the
yes.
dual entry. So it doesn't have a, there's no action to be taken about it. Just I guess you're just suggesting we simply milepost it once or at the end of the year? What's the
right.
recommendation?
We can yes. do it at the end of the year when we have year-end numbers, and you can see what happened. Even then, there's not going to be any action to be taken on it.
Yeah, I mean, if it was like a leading indicator or something, I guess it'd be different. But it's not. It's no. not something that's going to be the canary in the mine, right? Type
no.
of number.
The reason it's presented, these reports were presented, is when there are excess earnings, the board has discretionary uses for those funds to do things with them. And, but until that contra tracking account is zero, there are none. And so we've been, we keep reporting it to see how close it is to zero, and it keeps getting farther from zero. So, you know, I don't think you need to.
Well, the young guys like Will might be around when that happens.
You know, I can still give you all the information and then have the
How's
memo
that work out, will you?
And give it to you. It just doesn't need to be an item on the agenda.
So historically, if I may add, this item generated a lot of board discussion and questions and answers. And when you have an item like that, you want to make sure that's on the agenda so that there's notice and an opportunity to discuss it, but it's not an action item. So it depends on the comfort level of the board in terms of how much you foresee debating this item.
Well, I think you just put it on as a report, an accept report, if you know.
Yeah.
That's the current practice, yeah. is to put it on as an agenda item. I think Kurt is suggesting not doing that.
Not doing it for the mid-year, just doing it once a year.
Right, no, once
yeah,
a year,
that's fine. Wait a minute. Not doing it with
not doing the 6:30 numbers.
Oh,
the 12:30.
Not doing mid-year.
Fine.
Just doing
but,
it at
but
the
it'll,
end of the year.
It'll be on Vicki's report each time, so we can. Yeah, that's fine. I got it.
Okay.
The other thing is we have the inflation numbers from September, and what that gives us is the compensation limits for the next year for 2015. The compensation limits. Okay. So we have the compensation limit for the legacy members going from 260,000 to 265,000. Doesn't affect a huge number of people, but the compensation limits for the Pepper members are also calculated. So those went up to for next year it'd be 117,000 for people in Social Security, and 140,000 for people not on Social Security. That's an increase of 1.7% from the last year. So you, Jerry, you were pointing out some things about inflation and that the U.S. inflation over that one-year period is only 1.7% increase. But we have also have the Bay Area inflation, which will get used for our COLA
right.
when we get the December number.
Thank you.
We have the October number, and it's already up 3.5%.
Really?
For the year.
Yeah. Okay.
That's it.
Good for the COLA.
Well, in 1 month, it went for the whole preceding year, it went from 1.7 to 3.5?
No. They're two different indices. So the one that gets used for the compensation limits is the U.S. average, but the one that we use for our COLA is the
Bay Area.
San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose index. And last year, for example, last year our COLA was 2.5%, and the Southern California COLA was 1%. Okay. And this year it's the same thing. We're still tracking ahead of pretty much
same time frame, but two different
same COLAs. Time frame, but two different indices.
Karen, while we're on staff.
One item to report.
Kurt, thanks for that update, by the way.
Thank you. Go.
And that is SACRS initiated a project to renumber the 37 Act sections, the statutory sections that make up the 37 Act. They announced at the conference 2 weeks ago that after receiving comments from stakeholders and systems trustees and staff, they decided to not pursue that avenue and instead try to achieve the purpose of making the 37 Act more user-friendly in a different way. They may be looking at making a more comprehensive table of content that really can guide individuals in finding statutes in the 37 Act. So that is off the table at this point.
Good.
Okay. Tim.
The only thing to report is I mentioned at the last board meeting that we just received information that Energy Investor Funds was selling the company to Ares Fund Management. We've gotten some more detail on that. At this point, Ares is going to fully acquire this. They're going to acquire the management company, and they'll have a piece of the carried interest for all future funds. It looks like this is basically a liquidity event for the founders. One of the founders will be leaving very shortly, the other two over the next couple of years. So this will impact our underwriting of future funds more than directly impacting the funds that we have invested with.
Who's leaving?
Who was first?
John.
Probably within the year. He'll stay on as an advisor, but be
he's
out
gone.
Of the management company.
And John is?
He's the West Coast one.
Yeah, the, one of the founders here in Mill Valley.
Are they going to keep the Mill Valley office?
That's a question we had because Ares has a very big San Francisco presence, and I think the answer was for now they'll keep Mill Valley.
Oh, come on. Okay.
Okay. I like the term liquidity event for a town.
Yeah.
It's got a nice ring to it. Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of money, too.
Right? Yeah, it's really good. I like it. I'm going to use that one.
Vicki. Event.
Successfully implemented our new accounting and systems upgrades this past week. We went live Thursday afternoon, and so far all
is well. And I got my first check with the new system. If it cashes this afternoon, I'll let you know.
Real test.
If not, give us a call.
If it's not what?
If it doesn't go through, please call us.
Believe me,
of course, her phone number is not on the website.
Christina?
The C-Ray mailing has gone out, the large mailing that went out to all of the retirees. So we've been getting some phone calls on that mailing. Remodels continue, and I'm working with Joe Wiley on getting some of the labor relations paperwork done that will be presented to you guys at December 17th meeting, hopefully.
I'm sorry the retirees are bothering you, but sometimes they don't read all the way through where it says at the bottom that they're not supposed to contact the county nor us, you know. But, you know, they don't always read all the way through.
Maybe we should put that at the top.
Bear with us.
And the bottom.
Bear with us.
Really?
Yeah.
In large font.
And to follow up on that, they're actually calling the county benefits area as well, because they receive, as you recall, the board said that, you know, CSERA can help facilitate this mailing that C-Ray wanted to do for the Pacific Group Insurance. We've had retirees call in and say, okay, am I getting dropped from my insurance? Do I have to sign up for this? you know, so we've been getting a number, we've been fielding a number of calls.
And I'm sure when Kaiser does a switch, the same thing happens at the county. They just get oodles of calls. Yeah, I'm sorry for that, but that's part of taking care of retirees.
You don't have to apologize unless you're the one that keeps calling.
You're good. You're good.
Did you get the mailing, Jerry, at least?
Hey, did you get it?
Did you get the mailing? They were asking you.
Yeah, I got the mailing. I did get it. I read all the way through it, and it was pretty good. I mean, I don't know about Pacific and the insurances that they offered, but it was laid out well, and it is explained well. You just have to read it.
Did you call?
No, he didn't call. He just asked. But he wouldn't call. He would just ask when he would call in.
Yeah.
Why don't we send a copy to Scott before, see if he understands
it. I like Joel's idea. Put it up front. Put that thing up front. Don't wait till the end.
Christina, did you?
It looks like we've lost all of our outside professionals, so no one to call on. Trustee comments?
I just wanted to mention a couple of things.
Oh,
one, we did have our keypads installed, and you may see these floating around. Staff receive their key fobs, so
cool.
They can, instead of having to use a key to get in all, we're having the building, well, our suites rekeyed as a security measure, and folks can have this in your purse or your pocket and just scan and get in. So we're able to control access and improve security for staff.
Good. Are board members going to be able to have one of those?
We weren't thinking about doing
What do you need
time.
It for?
What do you need it for?
He's just being a you-know-what disturber.
I want to walk in on Saturday morning and see who's working.
Oh, jeez. You got better things
I
to do.
I don't need it.
Yeah, you're going to set off the alarm. And, yeah.
I know.
I'm just teasing.
And I mentioned some items that were going to be on the December 10th agenda. I was going to give you a heads up. In January, we're looking at coming back with a recommendation for the new website. We're looking at bringing back consideration of a audit committee, as well as there's a number of board members that wanted a reevaluation of the base pay only for PEPR members. So we're going to be looking at that in January as well.
Great.
So some topics for the new year. And
is it base pay only for PEPR or everybody?
PEPR only.
PEPR.
Oh, because that was
PEPR only.
Okay.
Will that be in our first meeting?
I think so. I don't remember the date offhand. Are you not going to be there?
No.
Okay. We'll take a look at it. I have to kind of, I'm trying to even out agenda items so that we don't have marathon, you know, 8-hour meetings and such. Yeah. So.
Could you also include in that item what's going on with the Department of Finance? Because what we're hearing is that they aren't acting on what CalPERS wanted to add to base pay.
And you mean the State Department of Finance?
Mm-hmm. And that if they don't act, it has to go back to CalPERS. It sort of like dies. It has to go back to CalPERS for further reconsideration. So I'm just, that's what we're hearing, so as to include that with whatever.
Okay. I hadn't heard that. We'll take a look at it. And then we're also, as Christina mentioned, we're very excited about preparing to become an independent employer. And as some board members mentioned, there are a number of moving parts to that. And thinking about timing of doing certain things and that kind of thing. But I can guarantee you that we are all on top of it, and most of us are very excited. So thank you.
Can you refresh my memory? Are we going for benefit manager looking for one now, or are we going to wait till after we become an independent district?
Are we going for
that benefit manager?
That
hiring?
That opened up.
Good.
Yeah, we're evaluating that right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's an issue. Oh, I know, Kurt. It's an issue. You gave us the printout of how many people were over 100% in retirement, because we were going to look at those down the road. I would like to do that sometime in the first quarter of this next year. So what I'm doing is asking for it to be agendized so we can look at it and take some action.
I think that's what you were talking about in December, right?
Yeah. When I keep referring to as look back because that's how I know it. But that's the look back.
It's all, it's all the pending issues that have been out there.
Yeah, so that's coming back December 10th.
Good. Okay. Okay, I just wanted to make sure we got into that again.
I just wanted to mention we all got a copy of this letter from Harvey relative to the request by DSA for Cicera to give them back some contributions. They also have a claim into the county. So I find that interesting that they're... I actually think it's better with Cicera because that's where the funds are. I'm not making a comment on whether we'll take action. We already took action to defer this, but anyway.
Is it because they're asking for the employer's share of the...
Right, but the employer's share is already sitting here, too.
Yeah,
so
maybe they're expecting a response from the employer whether or not they agree that they should...
No, it's a whole. It's the whole kit and caboodle.
Oh.
Okay. Any other trustee comments?
Yeah, I have one. I got an email 2 days ago, and it says that the county retiree associations are putting together a bill that would, in essence, say that when two of the appointed members are absent and there's not a vote available, the retiree rep would be able to vote in their stead. And it's only being written up now. I just thought I'd make you aware of it so you'll know. And I don't know if it'll go further, but it sounded, you know, well.
I'm sorry. If you're not here, Lou.
No. If you're not here.
No, that's what I'm saying. Right now, they just substitute for you. But the bill that is being proposed is that if any of the public members, if two of the public members aren't here, then the retiree member
could vote for their place.
What's
then?
The
so that there would be a
the logic
vote.
Behind that.
So that there would be.
Well, no, I know that, but I'm trying to figure out what they're. Say it again.
So that there would be a total of 9 people voting.
As opposed to just a quorum.
As opposed to
if there
8.
Was a, yeah.
So
what about when, like today, aren't we absent 2 labor members or we're only absent 1 today?
Well, there's an issue you could bring up. If
there's a quorum.
Yeah.
Whether.
Right, we can transact business.
Yeah, so they're asking. It isn't based on quorum. It's based on they want full 9
yeah,
people.
I didn't want to get into a I just wanted to point out something that came my way and let you know ahead of time.
Knowing about that.
Yeah, no, it's helpful. I don't understand it, but it's helpful
okay.
to know.
I'll explain to you.
It doesn't seem logical to me, but it's my first
We'll
reaction.
Let you know if the bill passes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
when the effective date would be, which it will not be next year.
No, but is anybody already carrying it?
No, nobody's carrying it. It's only been bantered around amongst the retiree organizations. Would this be something that they would entertain?
When you say retiree organizations in Contra Costa County, yeah,
for the state, throughout the state.
Oh, okay.
And you know, all the 37, it specifically is for the 37 Act counties.
Okay. I just want to mention I was at Sackers a week before last and a good conference in Monterey. Lots of interesting information.
Yeah.
Others
the way,
were there too.
I didn't get a chance to tell you, but you did a very good job monitoring your session.
Oh, thank
I thought you.
You
did well. You
thank
really
you.
Did.
And I know Harvey works hard for us because I saw him a week ago Monday on the 6:15 flight to Southwest to LA. We were both on that flight. He travels so much, he was number one on getting on board.
He bought a business select ticket and pressed the check. Actually, he probably gets automatic check.
Yeah.
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 So on their computer algorithm.
It was a nice Monday, he said, because the Raiders hadn't played at home. Because I think that week they had lost that previous Thursday. So I don't know what yesterday might have been like, but
It was very interesting being on a 615 flight.
Was it a full plane?
Oh, yeah. They're all full these days.
I think that's almost universal in Southwest.
I know.
Any further trustee comments? In that case, do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
You too.
Yes.
So moved. Passed.
Can we have steak?
Oh, I'm sorry, for that group that are in the consultant.